Okay, so here we are with the singles in New Covenant Baptist Church, talking about how to clinch, how to get your dream husband or wife. We've looked at God's plan for marriage, and we have started the discussion on the ladies, what to look for in a man. We've looked at scripture, so now we'll look at becoming that woman who will attract that kind of man. I was sitting in a plane with one young man, and we got chatting, so I asked him, are you married? He said no, but he's searching. So I asked him, what kind of woman are you looking for? Quick, okay? He told me, okay, somebody who is this, that. So my next question was, what are you doing to become the kind of man who will attract that kind of girl? Often we have our shopping list, but we don't realize that there are certain qualities that I have to attract the kind of woman that I'm looking for, and vice versa. Alright, so it's important that it's not only enough for us to have a picture of the kind of man we want, as ladies, single ladies, but that we also are becoming the kind of man, the kind of lady who will attract that kind of man. Because just as ladies have a picture, the men also have a picture in their mind. And the Bible also paints a picture of a godly woman. So how can we become that godly woman that will attract that godly man? All right. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
So let's look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22.
Wives, be subject, be submissive, and adapt yourselves to your own husband as a service to the Lord. All right. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, himself the savior of his body. As the church is subject to Christ, so let wives also be subject in everything to their husbands.
Okay, what is the recurring word in these three verses?
Subject.
Submission. What does that mean to you, ladies?
To surrender to your husband.
Okay.
Okay.
Surrender totally to your husband. Wow. Okay, what else? Because if you don't know what it means, you won't be able to live it up, right? So it's important to not just read it and not just rely on what people say about it. We need to know for ourselves. This is what this thing means. This is what God expects me to do. It's not because of what my mommy said. It's not by how my village, how they do it in my custom. All right? Yes.
To lay yourself low.
Okay.
And respect whatever the man requires, and whatever the man requires from you, and just submit to the authority.
Some years ago, the Minister of State for Water Resources was a lady during Jonathan's time. Her husband, and she was a lady, and professor, or she has a PhD, because she and her husband were both lecturers in UJ before she was appointed. She would go to the office, do her ministerial work, and come back and pound yam for her husband. Yeah, she could have a cook. In fact, as a minister, there's a cook, whether you want it or not, there will be a cook employed. But she will come back and pound yam for her husband. She's used to it. Yeah, but now there's a cook, so she could jolly well have an excuse not to. Yes, it's true, she's used to it. But she finds herself just like going abroad, and you find yourself, all these days now, you find there is yam pounder, you know?
Yeah.
So she could have got all the yam pounders. No, not pounder. There is yam pounder.
Yes.
So she could have got all the yam pounders she wanted.
Because she can afford them.
Yes, because she can afford them. She can, if the ones available are not pounding it well, she can commission somebody to
from the village.
Yes.
Okay. I will do it well.
No, not mortar. I mean electric yam pounder, you know. So yes. So what does submission mean to you? What do you understand by that? Okay, surrender totally. Yes.
Okay, irrespective of who you are.
Irrespective of who I am.
Yes. Now surrendering to a man, even if the man is not to your standard, so far you are married to the person, you have to come down.
Another friend of mine is, I'm not sure now if she hasn't become a prof. But as at the last time, she's a PhD mathematics. And her husband didn't finish secondary school.
Secondary school?
Her husband stopped at secondary school, but she's a PhD mathematics, lecturer in UJ.
Wow.
But if you see them at home, you won't know.
Yes.
Now, what kind of qualities enables submission?
Humility.
Okay, what else?
Confidence,
but not in the man. Because no matter how good a man is, he will disappoint you somehow. Yes, confidence, but in who? In God. Faith in God. If you're not a woman of faith, you can't submit totally.
I'm also a praying woman.
Praying woman. There's a friend of mine. The man is wealthy. His wife is a signatory to all their accounts, both his business company account and the personal account. But this lady can't rest. She's afraid. She's not sure what will happen. So she's working hard.
Insecurity.
Insecurity. But confidence and faith in God. So, if we are, as you think about submissiveness, think about faith in God, think about humility, that irrespective of who your status in life, once you said yes to that man, what you have said is that, hey, Luko, I'm ready to allow you be my leader.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what else, ladies? Anything else? Okay, let's look at the next passage. 1 Peter 3, 1-6. 1 Peter 3.
Likewise ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Why they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. 3. Whose adorning? Let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel. Should I continue?
Yes, continue.
Okay. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in what which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of a great price. 5. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy woman also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands.
Okay.
Should I continue, sir?
No. 6. You read 6, right?
No.
Okay, 6.
6. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughter ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement.
Okay. Could you read it in NLT? Let's hear it from a different. That one's a paraphrase, so that yes, we can break down some of the big words.
As you start from it.
First, from verse 1-6.
In that same way, your wife must accept the authority of your husbands,
even those who refuse to accept the good news, your godly lives will speak to them better than any word they will be won over. Verse 2. By watching your pure, godly behavior. Verse 3. Don't be concerned about the outward beauty that depends on the fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelries, or beautiful clothes. Verse 4. You should be known for the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. Verse 5. That is the way the holy women of old made themselves beautiful. They trusted God and accepted the authority of their husband. Verse 6. For instance, Sarah obeyed her husband, Abraham, when she called him a master. You are daughters when you do what is right without fear of what your husbands might do.
Wow. Okay. Ladies, break it down for us. What did you see? First, it says, accept the authority of your husband, right?
Yeah.
Then it says, your beauty shouldn't, your primary beauty shouldn't be your hairstyle, your clothes, your jewelry. That shouldn't be the first thing people see about you. Now, there's nothing, it's actually important that you look nice, okay?
Yeah.
But that shouldn't be the first thing people see about you. Your character. What are some of the character, inner qualities that we talked about here? Purity of life.
Yeah. Quiet spirit.
Quiet and gentle spirit. What does that look like?
Calm.
Calm, right? Yeah. You know, when the Bible talks about, Proverbs talks about it, it's better to live on the rooftop than with a nagging woman. That's a woman who doesn't have a quiet,
spirit.
Calm spirit. By the time you say one thing, she's composed and essay for you.
Someone that has hot temper.
Yeah. Hot temper is not beautiful in a woman. At all. It's not beautiful on anybody, but worse in a woman. Okay? So imagine you and your husband are out on going out or driving or on the street and somebody offends you and your husband is getting angry. Imagine what will happen if you join and get angry. The two of you end up fighting on the street, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
And at the end of the day, nobody wins.
Mm-hmm.
Because both of you and the other parties would have shown that you are irresponsible human beings. Okay, what other quality do you see here? Let's look at verse 5. For in the same way, in the past, the holy women put their what? Hope in God. So, we should be godly women, isn't it? Women who put their hope in God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just as Sarah, to the point of calling Abraham her Lord.
Woman who trusts God no matter what.
Yes.
No matter what she's going through, even in that marriage.
Yeah.
Sir,
yes.
Can I share something?
Okay.
There's a book I read about austerity.